This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Burson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 1, where we left off last time. Acts chapter 14, verse 1. Excuse me. Before we begin, I want to invite all of you who are listening on internet and radio, please stay tuned. After my show seems to be over, I'll be right back on with an anointed prayer for America, and I really need you to pray with me. I want to invite every Christian in America to join me each Wednesday at 6 p.m. to pray fervently for the re-election of President Trump and for Jesus to be the Lord of America and the Bible, the book. You're invited to come to the live radio broadcast each Sunday at 5 p.m. I am in Suntree, Florida. I am right beside the produce place. My address is 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. And now, Acts chapter 14, verse 1. From God's heart to my heart to your heart, here's the title he gave me. Two sides, division. Divided we fall, united we stand. Two sides, division. Divided we fall, united we stand. As the curtain goes up, Jesus is building his church, and not the gates of hell shall prevail against it. The Holy Spirit has sent out Paul and Barnabas, and they are making the circuit. They are preaching the gospel. People are being saved, and miracles are happening.
Amen.
Verse 1. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together in the synagogue of the Eudas.
Now, you'll often hear me say Eudas. You'll notice in your King James it says Jews. The word is an incorrect translation. The Greek is Eudas. It should have been translated Judah, J-U-D-A-H. But Judah has three different meanings. It either means our beloved brother Judah, whom we love very much, one of the 12 patriarchs who is not a murderer, or it means a resident of Judea, or it means those who say they are Jews, but are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. They are the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S. Now, they're going into a synagogue, and this would be Judah, our beloved brother Judah, but they have not accepted Jesus yet, and some residents of Judea, and also some heathen called Greeks.
And so spake that a great multitude, both of the Eudas and also of the Greeks, believed.
Okay, everybody's believing. We got our brother Judah, we got residents of Judea, and we got Greeks.
Verse 2. But the unbelieving Eudas.
Oh, now what would that be? That would be the Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. They say they're our beloved brother Judah, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. They are descendants of Cain, and Cain is a child of the devil.
Stirred up the Gentiles.
They always cause trouble.
And made their minds evil affected against the brethren.
Propaganda, lying, just like they lie against President Trump, just like they lied against Justice Kavanaugh, just like they're lying to us right now as they shut up our churches.
Amen.
Three. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly.
Okay. Paul and Barnabas have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, so they stay there a long time, and they're preaching.
In the Lord, which gave testimony to the word of his grace.
They're telling that Jesus will save you by grace.
And granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
And they had miracles. So we see that Paul and Barnabas are baptized in the Holy Spirit. They all speak in the Word of God. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit plus the Word of God equals miracles.
Amen. 4. But the multitude of the city was divided, in part with the Eudas, in part with the apostles.
Now there was a division. That Eudas would be the Kenites, the ones who are not our real brother Judah, and the apostles who are really Hebrew. Now, our subject was two sides division. All the trouble that you have in life is because of division. But it was not always so. In the world that then was, 2 Peter 3:6, world in the Greek means age, the first earth age, we were all there. No, you were not in a flesh body. Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7 says, ere the silver cord breaks, in other words, when you kick the bucket, your spirit returns to God who gave it. But he actually called us angels. Forget the wings. Angels are children of God minus the flesh. We were all with God. There was no division. We were one family, all the same age, no death, no sickness, one family of God. Even the covering cherub, beautiful Lucifer, was one. But one day Lucifer decided to divide himself from God, and he said, I will be God. And so now there was a division in the first earth age. There was our God who is good, and there was Lucifer who is evil. Lucifer's name is also serpent, dragon, devil, Satan, Antichrist. But what about God's children? Well, that divided you too. We were there. One third of God's children divided themselves from God and followed Lucifer. Another third of God's children said, we're going to stay with God. So now the family's divided. God had a little judgment there, Romans 8, 28, 29, 30, 31. And he found everybody guilty except that little crew that did not betray him. And of course, that was treason, and the wages of sin is death. But God had a plan. He loved his children. He said, I know what I'll do. Let us make man in our image. Let us make every one of you a flesh body just to look like you do now in your spirit. And I'm going to send my son. I'm going to give him a body. He's going to pay your sin debt. I'm going to create the second earth age. And then you can again choose the devil, or you can choose my son Jesus. And for the little group that did not betray him, he said, you don't have to go, but I'm asking you to go to be the oracles of light. So now here we are on planet Earth. Okay, this looks good. Now, he's going to send his son, so that'll get us back to God, won't it? Uh-oh, we go to the Garden of Eden. All right, we see Eph Ha'adam, a man, all right, and his wife Eve. They have not yet gotten together as man and wife. God is going to send his son through them so we can all go back and be one with God. However, Lucifer was right there. Remember, he's not a snake, but one of his names is serpent. So before Adam could even kiss his wife Eve the first time, that old serpent, the devil, beguiled Eve. Apostle Paul says, exopatio, he wholly seduced her and got her pregnant with Cain. Oh, he's the bad seed. Oh, Lord, what are we going to do? Well, Adam had never been with woman before, so he said, oh, that's how you do that. So he went into Eve also, immediately got her pregnant with Abel. Now she's got twins, but they are not identical twins. They are fraternal twins, two different fathers, but conceived in a very short time. Finally, Cain and Abel were born. We got the good seed and we got the bad seed. But Cain killed Abel. Oh, Lord, now we're never going to get to go back to God. However, God had plan B. He said, Adam and Eve, Eph, Adam and Eve, I'm going to send you another son, Seth. So now on planet Earth, we got all of Cain's children, and they're the children of the devil. And we got Seth's children, and they're the children of God. Well, after a while, the flesh dies. And everybody dies. Well, you say, hey, that's good, because Ecclesiastes says your spirit returns to God who gave it. Wait a minute. Jesus said in Luke 16, that's right, everybody goes back to paradise, but there's a gulf, a divide. The saved go on one side and the lost go on another, waiting the great white throne judgment. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now what are we going to do? Well, God says, let me see. I see a man, Abraham. He likes me. And he said, Abraham, I'm going to send my son through you so everybody's sin can be paid and they can come back with me. Abraham said, okay. So Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel, and he had 12 sons, the 12 tribes of Israel. Oh, goody. Now the Messiah, we know him, Jesus. He can come and pay our sin debt, and we can all be one again. Uh-oh. The 12 tribes split. Two of them call themselves the House of Judah. They are called Benjamin, and they are called Judah. The other 10 tribes retain the name the House of Israel. However, the House of Judah was captured by Nebuchadnezzar and went into captivity 70 years into Babylon. The 10 tribes were captured by the Sennacherib, the Assyrian, and they went into captivity. However, the 10 tribes, history tells us, migrated over the Caucasus Mountains, settled Europe, Ireland, Scotland, England. Hey, it looks like we won again, because now they call themselves Ephraim, one of Joseph's two sons' name. Joseph was the grandson of Abraham. Uh-oh, but Ephraim became power-hungry, and tyranny happened there, just like it's happened in America. And they took away everybody's right to worship God. Well, Joseph's other son, Manasseh, said, I'm getting out of here. I'm divided from this crew. And he took some of them, and they crossed the Atlantic Ocean and founded these United States of America. Amen. Oh, goody. Amen. The first thing they put up was a cross. They dedicated God the Father and to the glory of his only begotten Son, Jesus. Oh, goody. Amen. One nation under God. At last, we're one again. Amen. Uh-oh. After a while, God's children divided. The Apostle Paul says, have no schisms in the church. In the Greek, schisms means divisions. So the disobedient church divided us into Catholic and Baptist and Methodist and Lutheran and Episcopal and on and on and on. Oh, man, we were divided. Oh, goodness. And that's not all. The government in America was divided. At first, we all were under the law of the Bible, because our Constitution is taken from the common law of England and comes from the Bible. However, after a while, we split. We have the Republican Party, that's on the right, and we have the Democratic Party, which is on the left. For a long time, they pretended to be one, to care about the American people, but the veil is off, and now the Democratic Party is no longer the party of your great-grandmother. They openly are socialist, communist, Marxist. No God, no church, no freedom. You're their slaves. But what about the Republican Party? No, the Republican Party is still okay. They still say, go to church, worship your God, free enterprise. Now, the Socialist Democratic Party not only divided us further, they're bringing a racial division. They're separating the blacks and the whites, and they're saying hate each other. Now, there's a bad apple in most every barrel, but I can tell you, I founded a school and I operated it for 35 years, and I had every color under the sun, every walk of life. There was no prejudice. We loved each other. We were there on a mission for God, and we were happy together. Amen. I know there's always a bad apple, but it isn't that so. And so, you see, do you know that the Republican Party is not prejudiced? Our first Republican president was Abraham Lincoln, and he freed the slaves. Amen. Because he said all men are created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. And it was the Republican Party that added the amendment to the Constitution that gave blacks the right to vote. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So now here we are. We got the socialists who want to take away our freedom, shut our business, shut our schools, shut our churches, take away our God, make us slaves, and the Republicans who want our freedom. We got the right and the left. What a divide. What are we going to do? Oh, wait, I know. Remember, Jesus said he's coming back? Yes. Christ is going to return. Oh, goody, that'll do it. When he comes, we'll be one again. Uh-oh, wait a minute. We just finished studying the book of Revelation. We know there are 7 trumpets. At the 6th trump, the phony Christ comes. That's the devil with his Jesus costume on. two horns of a lamb, but the voice of a dragon. He pretends to be the Lamb of God, Jesus, who takes away the sins of the world, but he's the dragon, Lucifer, devil. And he comes first, but he calls himself Christ, and Jesus comes after that, the seventh trump. Now, what in the world are we going to do? That's going to cause a greater divide, because in Matthew chapter 25, it says that half of God's children, five are wise, five are foolish, are going to divide and worship the Antichrist, thinking he's Jesus. But the other half is going to wait for Jesus. Lord, have mercy. Well, at least Jesus is coming at the seventh trump. So, Matthew tells us that the Lord will ascend with his angels, and all nations will be gathered around him. And he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. The sheep are his saved children, and they go to the right. The goats are the lost ones, and they go to the left, still divided. Now, we know there's going to be the millennium, the day of the Lord, 1,000 years, all of us in our spiritual body, the Alexadoc teaching with Jesus on earth. After that, there's the great white throne judgment and the lake of fire. All of the goats on the left are going in the lake of fire, and there'll only be the sheep on the right and God, and at last we will be one. Now, let's put a pause on that and hear the rest of the story.
5. When there was an assault made, both of the Gentiles and also the Eunus.
All right, the Kenites, the bad ones, are making an assault on Paul and Barnabas.
With their rulers, to use them despitefully and to stone them.
They always stone them. They're always murderers. You can watch a Kenite. They're always murdering.
6. They were aware of it and fled to Lystra.
So Paul and Barnabas, they have to flee for their life. They have to separate from where they were serving God. They have to go. All right, a little division there.
And Lycaonium and regions round about. 7. And there they preached the gospel.
Can't keep a good man down. You just persecute the elect, they'll just go to the next place and preach the word.
Amen.
8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, and being a cripple from his mother's womb, never having walked.
He had never walked. Now, had his parents sinned? Had he sinned because he had this handicap? No. God was going to use the handicap for God's glory.
9. The same heard Paul speak.
Now, he heard Paul speak. What is Paul speaking? The word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Oh boy, that's going to make him able to be healed.
And steadfastly beholding him,
Paul looks at him and looks at him.
And perceiving that he had faith to be healed.
Now, how could Paul perceive that that man had faith to be healed? Because Paul is baptized with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's one of his gifts is discernment of spirits. You can actually see faith in a person. You see, you are either wearing fear or you are wearing faith.
Amen.
I hope people see faith in you.
Amen.
10. Said with a loud voice.
Now, why would Paul speak in a loud voice? He's a gentleman. Because sound produces movement. You see, cancer is a demon. So if I say, Mr. Devil, would you please get the cancer demon off of Donna and Sherry and Rush and Steve and Bruce and Dennis? He'll say, ha, 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 ha. Sound produces movement. Your mother sees your room's all messy. You got food in there. She says, darling, would you clean your room? And you just keep right on having fun with your video. I said, clean your room. And she cuts it up. Boom, you move. Sound produces movement. So Paul speaks loudly. Now, he does not have to speak the scripture because he's already speaking the scripture. He does not have to use the name of Jesus. He's already using the name of Jesus. So he's ready for action.
Stand upright on thy feet.
Stand up in the name of Jesus. Be healed.
And he leaped and walked.
Hallelujah. See?
Amen.
11. And when the people saw what Paul had done.
Oh my goodness. Now remember, they're Greeks there. They're heathen. They thought Paul did this. Now Jesus told us, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, and we do that. But remember that we are still the conduit, and we always give God the glory. But they only thought, well, they just thought Paul did it.
They lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lyconium, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men.
Now remember, these are Greek, and they have a lot of Greek mythology. They have all kinds of gods, and there's a divide between the real God and Greek mythology God. Our God's got a capital G. Their God's got a little G.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. 12. And they call Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because he was the chief speaker.
In Greek mythology, Jupiter is called Zeus, and he's called the god of thunder. Interesting, because in the book of Revelation, John was writing and God was speaking, and John heard God speak as thunder. God said, seal that up. So our God speaks in thunder. So you see, they were trying to find their God. Also, Jupiter is called king. What about Mercurius? Mercurius in Greek mythology is the son of the king, and he's speaking. Now look at the real God, look at the right divide. Our God is God, and he's the God of thunder. He speaks with thunder, and he sent his son. Jesus is God's son, and he speaks the word of God. Yep. Do you see it?
Yep.
Do you see the truth? Do you see the lie?
Yes.
See the divide?
Yes.
13. Then the priest of Jupiter.
Now, they had a priest there. Well, God had Aaron, the first high priest.
Which was before the city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates. I would have done sacrifice with the people.
Lord have mercy. They were going to make sacrifices and worship Paul and Barnabas. Now, let's talk about those sacrifices. Obviously, somehow they had heard a little bit about the real God, and so they had the divide. They had the wrong understanding. Before our Lord Jesus Christ was sacrificed, the Lamb of God who paid the sin debt for us once and for all, God would tell his children, every time you sin, get a clean animal and sacrifice the blood of the animal. But it's not the blood of the animal. It means that you have faith to believe that my son, the Messiah, we call him Jesus, is going to come and once and for all pay that sacrifice. But once Jesus came, we don't need that anymore. So you see, they've got the divide. They've got the myth, and we've got the truth.
Amen.
14. Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard, they rent their clothes.
Now that's a custom of our forefathers. They don't know what to do, just rent their clothes. Oh, Lord, help us.
And ran in among the people, crying out, 15, and saying, sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you.
We get sleepy, we get tired, we have to eat. No, don't worship us.
I preach it to you that you should turn from these vanities.
Vanity, Bethaveen, empty house. We've come to tell you that you're on the wrong side. You're on the wrong side of emptiness of lies. We've come to tell you that there's a living God.
Amen.
Unto the living God.
That's what I said.
Which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, our God, the Creator.
16. Who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways.
In other words, there was not always the Word of God or someone to teach the Word of God. There were places they'd never heard of the true God.
17. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness. And that he did good and gave us rain from heaven.
However, God always let his children know that he existed. Because people would look up and they'd say, look, when we need rain, the rain comes. When we need sun, the sun comes. Look, we got four seasons, a time to sow and a time to reap. Look at the food he gives us. There's got to be a great designer here somewhere doing this. See, God was evident, even in his nature, in the sun. The sun comes up and the sun goes down. There's got to be an energy behind that. There's got to be a great designer. Even the heathen see that.
And fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness.
And I mean, look at all the good food he gives. It makes our tummy happy.
Amen.
18. And with these things, scarce they retain the people.
It was all Paul and Barnabas could do to keep them from worshiping them, but they succeeded.
That they had not done sacrifice unto them.
Always understand, you love and respect a man, a woman, a boy, a girl, that God is flowing through, but you never worship them. The true one is always going to say, the Father within, he doeth the work.
Amen. Amen.
19. And there came thither certain Eudas from Antioch and Iconium.
Uh-oh, these are the bad ones, Kenites, K-E-N-I-T-E-S, not our beloved brother Judah. We love you, brother Judah.
Persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul.
Lord have mercy, they stoned Paul. Paul was holding the coats while the martyr Stephen was stoned to death for preaching the gospel. Now the same thing's happening to Paul. Did he die?
Threw him out of the city, supposing he had been dead.
I believe he really did die, because in his epistle, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says, and he speaks in the third person because he's humble, but he's speaking of himself. Paul says, I knew a man about 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. Such a man was caught up in the third heaven and heard unspeakable things which is not lawful for me to utter. In other words, Paul actually died. In other words, he reaped what he sowed. He was responsible for Stephen's death, so he did get that reaping. But then he went on. He saw the third earth in heaven age where you and I are going to live, paradise restored, heaven on earth.
Amen.
20.
Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up.
All right, those disciples had seen Jesus say, you know, raise up here, you dead person. So they prayed for him, and he arose from the dead. You see, Paul still had to write so much of the New Testament, all those beautiful, beautiful epistles. Let me tell you something. You're called, you're chosen, you're ordained of God. And all the gates of hell can come against you, and you'll be walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But if you will stay true to God, God is not going to let you go back home to him until you fulfill your destiny.
Amen. Amen.
And came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas unto Derbe.
Look at that. Didn't miss a beat. Away they go again. They're going to go preach the gospel right on there. Can't keep a good man down.
21. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many.
All right, they preached the gospel there, they got them saved, and then they taught them. Once you lead a person to Jesus, the next thing, don't you leave them there. Make sure they go somewhere they can get the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Otherwise, they remain weak baby Christians the rest of their life. So now they get them saved, he's teaching the word. What Paul and Barnabas are doing, they're making the circuit. They're going around and they're planting churches. A church is not a building, because they probably didn't have a building, but it's people, ecclesia. And they were training them and teaching God's word and getting them saved. Here's one, here's one, here's one.
We returned again unto Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch. 22. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith.
They encouraged them, okay, now don't you give up. In other words, stay true to the Lord. Keep the faith.
And that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
If anybody knew about tribulation, it was the Apostle Paul. He was beaten with 39 stripes 5 times. He was shipwrecked. He was left for dead, and he did die. He was bitten by a little viper. Most of the epistles he wrote from prison. He didn't have plumbing, human waste, water, rats, and bats. But you know what Paul said? none of these things move me. Because he remembered that Jesus said, he said, all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But Jesus added, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen. Amen.
23. And when they had ordained them elders in every church.
Ordained means appointed. Okay, they're planning the churches here. And one gets to get, it's not a building. They probably had it in their house. Ordained means they appointed them. The first thing they did after they got them saved, taught them the word, elders is someone mature in God's word. So if it's going to have a church, you have to have someone who knows the mystery of God. The three earth and heaven ages, the seduction in the garden, the fallen angels, the order of the trumps, and all about Jesus. So they got that right.
And had prayed with fasting.
And they prayed for them, and fasting was a natural thing for them to do. Sometimes you just have to understand that one of your greatest weapons is fasting. I'm telling you, you fast from food and you feast on God. You get away from yourself and you think of God. Fasting just sharpens your spiritual discernment so you can hear the voice of God. That was a natural thing. We've gotten away from it because we're so spoiled in America. God says, Yeshua and wax fat. I spoiled you, got rich and sassy, and your God's in your belly. Well, let's go back to fasting. Yeah. I do it all the time. If I can, you can.
Amen. They commended them to the Lord.
They turned them over. Lord, build your church. Take care of them.
On whom they believed. 24. And after they had passed throughout Quesodia, they came to Pamphylia. 25. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia.
They're making the circuit, preaching the word, preaching the word.
26.
Remember, Jesus told you to go into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever Jesus has told you. They're obeying. Let us obey.
And then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God.
All that division, all that happened, they're back there with the rest of the first church. Thank goodness, home at last.
Amen. For the work which they fulfilled. 27.
See, we're divided. We're sent out from God. There's a purpose for your life. It's probably not any of the stuff you're doing. You think you want to be popular and pretty and have fun and have money. And that's probably not it. Maybe you have to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Maybe you're supposed to give your whole life away to God, but they fulfill their purpose. How about you? Are you fulfilling your purpose?
Amen. And when they had come and gathered the church together.
All right. Now, all that division, they're back. The church is one. Atonement, at-one-ment. No more division.
They rehearsed all that God had done with them.
They told them what had happened there. Testimony time.
And how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles.
Whosoever will may come. All lives matter.
Amen. 28. And there they abode a long time with the disciples.
And they stayed there. No more division. They were home at last.
Amen.
O world. O church. O America. Come from the wrong side. Come to the right side. Walk over the bridge, over troubled waters. Over the bloodied back of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and man. Come home to the right, and you will never have to be divided again. And then Jesus' prayer in John 17 will be answered, Father, that they may be one as we are one. I pray you are blessed.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Let me introduce to you now the owner of the produce place in Suntree, Florida, man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great, Miss Sherry. What a great word today. What a
Thank
great
you.
Word. Awesome.
Well, you know, David left his stuff in the cart. Ezekiel put his stuff in the bag. What is Scott's stuff?
Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you nay, but rather division. Luke 21:15.
separate the sheep from the goats.
Amen, amen.
Okay, in a moment I'm going to pray for the sick, but let me pray for anyone who's not saved. If you're not saved or not sure, pray this prayer with me. Mean it in your heart, and God will save you right now. Here we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that Jesus' blood,
I believe that Jesus' blood
will wash away all my sins.
Will wash away all my sins.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Lead me by the Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
And use me.
And use me.
To win many souls to Jesus.
To win many souls to Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen. 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 Now, for those of you who prayed that, in a little bit, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. I invite you to call and tell me that. Leave that message on my voicemail. The Bible says confession is made into salvation. You need to tell someone. And now let me pray for the sick. I sense there is someone, there is like a discomfort in you. It's kind of a pain. It's kind of a pressure. You don't quite know what to call it. So let's pray about it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in your wings. All laser beams of Jesus' healing virtue, go in there and push the pressure out. Let there be relief. Let there be comfort in Jesus' name. Let there be no blockage, no backup there in Jesus' name. No pressure, relief, comfort in Jesus' mighty name. He sent his word and healed you. With Jesus' stripes you're healed. He bore your pains. He carried your sickness. He restores health and cure and heals you of your wounds. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now nothing is given you to keep. You know what you're supposed to do. Go and tell. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is Sherry Medlock, your host, saying I love you, and I love you for loving the God I love with all my heart. And I can't wait until next time when you and I get together as a family of God to hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of
Truth. God bless
you.
This is Sherry Medlock of Trumpet of Truth. Won't you join me as we pray for America? Praise the Father. Praise the Son. Praise the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord. Precious Father, in the name and the power of Jesus, we come before you now, your people, humbling ourselves, seeking your face, turning from our wicked ways to pray for the United States of America. Father, we have sinned, and we ask that you will forgive our sins. I ask in Jesus' name that the Spirit of the living God will pour out a spirit of conviction all over America, in all 50 states, in every house, in the businesses, in around the churches and in every street and corner of America. Let there be a conviction of sin, of righteousness, and judgment to come. And I ask, Father, that you will draw us to call on your name and be saved. And I ask you will hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land, Father, as you promised in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Thank you, Father. And now, Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up to you President Donald Trump. We thank you for him, Lord. We know that you have placed him for such a time as this. We ask that you will protect him. Shamar President Trump about air, land, or sea. Let him live and let him not die. Restore his strength as the eagles. Renew his youth as the eagles. I ask that you will give him sweet sleep. Let his body feel good. Anoint President Trump with the Holy Spirit. Fill him with your word. Guide him by your Holy Spirit. Let President Trump be wiser than serpents and harmless as doves. And I ask, Father God, that if there are any more traitors around him trying to pull another coup on him, let them be exposed and deposed in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask that you will cause President Trump to be reelected as President of the United States by a landslide majority, both of the Electoral College and the popular vote. Thank you for him. And let him be a part of turning this nation back to Jesus and the Bible. Let Jesus be the Lord of America, the Bible, the book, in Jesus' name, a holy land one more time. And Father, I'm also asking you to touch all of the people in America, especially your people called by your name, Christians. And I ask they will also vote that the House of Representatives get back on the right side, Republican right. Let us take that House back from those socialists and communists who hate us, and let us maintain the Senate. Let all of the government be the government of Jesus Christ, from the Constitution, which is from the common law of England, which is from the Bible. Give us victory in Jesus' name. And Father, I'm asking that you will reform the Church of Jesus Christ in America. I ask you to bring all of your church together, one accord, no discord. Jesus is Lord. Put each one of us in our right place, no one missing, no one broken, encouraging one another. Let us give up the divisions and the denominations, and let us make Jesus our real Lord. Let us give up the pride and the movie star business in the church and the begging for money. And let the word of God be rightly divided, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Let the Holy Spirit lead and build your church, and not the gates of hell shall prevail against it. And let the Church of Jesus Christ in America come together now and take back this country from the enemy, from the socialists, from the Marxists, from the communists, from the political system of the Antichrist, and make Jesus our Lord and the Bible our book, and let us be holy and free. And Father, I'm asking you to reform the educational system in our country. This is a good time, Father. Let the schools get back like they were originally. Let that all of the schools, Father God, have Christian teachers, and let each day begin with the teacher reading the red words of Jesus and praying in the name of Jesus with a pledge of allegiance. Let our children be taught the true history of America. Father, have mercy on this country. I ask you to save us and heal us and make us free again. Rebuke the devourer for our sakes. Oh, Father Jesus, Lord of America, Bible book, protect us by thy might, O Lord God. And that's not all. Oh God, that we are asking you keep us free. We ask you that you will be glorified in this nation, that the cross of Jesus Christ will be lifted up above America, and the whole world will know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Father, thank you for hearing this prayer. And I know you hear me always, and I ask you to please do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think. We thank you. We love you. God save America, and God bless America, and may America bless God in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, everybody out there listening to me now, Jesus says, if two or more agree touching anything, it shall be done. Let us all say together, I agree in Jesus' name. Let's say it, America. I agree in Jesus' name. Thank you, and I love you. And I'll see you next time with Trumpet of Truth. God
bless you. You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3.
Is it true?
Thank you.
There's nothing good in me. You are love on display for all to see. You are light when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you have covered all my sin. Fear is crippling. You are true, even in my wandering. You are joy, you're the reason that I sing. You are life, in you death has lost its sting.
Running to your arms.
Look inside the mystery. See the empty cross. See the risen Savior, victorious and strong. No one else above him. None is strong to save. He alone has conquered the power of the grave. Glorious, my above him, none to match his worth, the hope of his return.
God loves his family like a man loves his wife. The woman, she is glitter gold, and she dresses. dresses all in white. Seeing the wind run round her and threaten her with storm. Seeing the mountains shake to caress her and the oceans raise a hand. But if God is near, she will not fall, bruise her tender head. If God is near, he will keep her from breaking, careful in his hands. If God is near, the girls he will dance and spin the heavens round and round and round. Wedding days are always remembered when true love has been found. God loves his family like a man loves his wife. The woman, she is glitter gold. She dresses all in white. I've seen the wind run round her, threaten her with storm. I've seen the mountains shake to caress her and ocean raise a hand. But if God is near, she will not fall, bruise her tender head. If God is near, he will keep her from breaking, careful in his hands. If God is near, the girls he will dance and spin the heavens round and round and round. Wedding days are always remembered, and true love has been found. God is near, she will not fall, or bruise her tender head. God is near, he will keep her from breaking, careful in his hands. God is near, the girl she will dance and spin the heavens round, round and round. Wedding days are always remembered when true love has been.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Lord, make me an instrument. These thousand hills will never know. Footprints of a mighty God, they bring me to my knees and praise. Amazing love, amazing grace, was on a hill my Savior died. A broken heart and bleeding side, Calvary.